rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Monday, June 8, 2026 edition. The process that you have to understand that the data centers put forward is one of education and also looking at the environment, looking at the electric grid, looking at the potential for business and infrastructure investment here in the state of Michigan. Now, personally, I like Donald Trump's approach. He says, have these data centers generate their own electricity on site. Whatever the state-of-the-art technology is, small nuclear reactor, whatever it is that can generate the best electricity performance, natural gas, whatever. Produce your own electricity for your consumption to operate the data center. I'd like to see that when the data center's use of power drops, continue to generate the electricity and pipe it into the electric grid for that local community. Lower the electric bill for the community where the data centers are built. Point number two, I'd like to see them cool the data center computers and their buildings in the summertime while turning around in the wintertime and actually heating the buildings very slightly as they generate a lot of heat. Using the well water to go through geo-hybrid thermal units similar to Well Connect. Have the water flow through the machines and then back into the underground water aquifers. There's ways this can be done, folks. But you just don't tap in to the electric grid and suck all this electricity at a cost to the ratepayers that are on the grid. Homes, small businesses cannot afford to have the rates go up as consumption is used by these data centers. Runstead, in talking about his three Senate bills, says my legislation advises caution. It's absolutely foolish for lawmakers to allow untested, potentially dangerous projects to come into our communities without proper scrutiny and thorough due diligence. Michigan communities continue to debate several large data center projects tied to the growing demand for artificial intelligence and cloud computing infrastructure. Supporters of such developments argue they can generate construction jobs, tax revenue, and long-term investment in our state. Opponents have raised concerns about electricity consumption, water use, and the conversion of agricultural land to house these data centers. Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce hired Glengariff Group to perform a poll earlier this month showed results suggesting that Michigan voters are generally skeptical of having a data center located in their communities, but that opposition softens considerably when voters are presented with specific consumer, environmental, and transparency protections. Initially, only one-third of the voters, 33.3%, said they would be open to a data center being built within 25 miles of their home. 55.2%, right out of the gate, opposed the idea. However, data centers are required to bear the cost 100% for their electricity usage, doesn't come with a special tax incentive or non-disclosure agreement, and are required to use closed-loop water systems to recycling cool water, opposition softens dramatically. For example, when the reforms were mixed into the poll, plurality of voters, 48.7%, said they would be open to a data center near their home, compared to 41.3% who still remained opposed. Republican voters became more receptive, though strong Republicans remained slightly opposed overall. The results indicate the concerns about utility costs, government incentives, transparency, and environmental impacts are the major drivers of the public resistance. And that addressing those issues could substantially increase support for future data center development. Runstead argued that lawmakers currently lack sufficient information about the long-term consequences of data center development. We're currently operating under a process that is poorly understood, and these developments could potentially have major negative consequences beyond what we're already seeing. For one, farmland being destroyed, full communities are being razed to make way for these projects that are being pushed without complete information and with very little disregard for public opinion. Senator Runstead also criticized state officials, saying that he had supported data center development, including Governor Gretchen Whitmer, as well as Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. He argued that his moratorium would provide lawmakers with time to develop what he described as sensible regulations governing these future projects. Well, this all came as Governor Gretchen Whitmer was at the groundbreaking ceremony for the data center down in Saline Township. There with top officials from AI, data center construction, and others, Governor Gretchen Whitmer was attacked on social media. The governor claims this $16 billion investment is going to end up being good for the community, good for the state, good for our workers. Even describing Saline Township as being paid huge tax property taxes from the data center and bringing more workers to the community. Every worker that works in our local areas ends up spending money in that area, whether they end up buying a home, whether they do their shopping, whether they eat at local restaurants. All of this will be good for the local economies once these projects start to be built, said Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Meanwhile, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, who is running for governor, somewhat less involved directly compared to Governor Gretchen Whitmer, but has said publicly that she supports them. So we'll see where this goes. One of the things that we're talking about here is the fact that this is going to be part of the governor debate. Now, one of the things that is very interesting is how this process will move forward with the bills going to government ops in the state Senate. Probably not going to have very much luck moving that legislation. With the Democrats controlling the Senate chamber, 20 Democrats to 18 Republicans, not probably going to move. But it's going to be very interesting. Very, very interesting. And one of the things that I think is going to happen is that this will absolutely be part of the governor debate, determining whether or not the Republican governor candidate supports it or whether they oppose it. Benson evidently appears that she is supporting these data centers. And if that ends up being the case, well, we'll know where she stands. One of the other timelines to this whole story, what is going to be the data centers themselves? Are they going to generate their own electricity? Are they going to recirculate the water, not impacting the underground water aquifers? And how many people are they actually going to hire to run these buildings? Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Kind of an interesting comment came in during the break. It says these data centers, artificial intelligence, what an oxymoron. Not disagreeing. But there's another component to these that people need to understand that I don't think they're talking about. Cloud storage of data. Cloud storage, folks, is used in every single governmental operation, small business, large business, medium-sized businesses. They're all using it. What is cloud storage? Even your cell phone utilizes cloud storage. For one, pictures. Pictures you take on your cell phone. There's a setting on your phone that automatically stores those photographs for you in your cloud storage capacity, whether you realize it or not. Every single email server, whether it is Gmail through Google, ProtonMail, doesn't matter. When you take a picture, it's automatically backed up in the cloud. If your phone freezes, your phone fries, you can get a new phone and they can back up your entire phone. How do they do it? They use the cloud. I have over 5,000 contacts stored in my phone. Not too long ago, I went and got a new phone. Well, they put a cable from my old phone into my new phone and transferred all my contacts. That was a couple of years ago. More recently, just this past year, I got a new phone. They didn't use the cable. He said, just put in your Gmail accounts into your new phone and whatever contacts you have stored on the various Gmail accounts, they'll back up your phone and transfer into it. It did it like in a matter of minutes. Another use of cloud storage is businesses and governments, even small municipal townships, cities, and villages. Every single thing they do on those computers where they save a document, they save a presentation, minutes or meetings, their websites, everything is backed up on the cloud. That way, if computers crash, you can simply get a new computer or fix the problem and update it, back it up from the cloud. this is something that I think a lot of people use and have, but don't even realize it's going on, because it's going on in the cloud. What is the cloud? That is something I think they need to do a better job of explaining to people so they can understand we live on data. Cloud storage, cloud computing, all of it benefits our lives. I ask my phone every single day certain questions, information. If I'm in a meeting, somebody asks a question, I can ask the phone and it pulls it up within a matter of seconds. Many of you perhaps don't know how to do that, but you have that capability. It's built right into these new phones. And if you're still operating with a flip phone, you need to get a new phone. Every phone is a camera. Every phone is a video camera. You can take pictures, videos, your maps. You want to go somewhere? Just open up Google Maps, type in the address, and it gives you directions right through the satellite. As a matter of fact, on Google Maps, it even shows the speed limit. And it tracks the speed of your vehicle to tell you whether you're speeding or not. Well, that's Big Brother tracking my whereabouts. They're already doing it. Even if you have a flip phone, they see where you're generating phone calls from and what cell tower you're accessing. Already happening. It's already being done. So, time to get with it, folks. I appreciate Senator Runstead's bills, but I think you need to fully understand the process. Not a moratorium, but more importantly, require these data centers to fully disclose how they're going to power their plants, how are they going to cool them, and how are they going to potentially generate electricity back into the local grid. You go that route, I think you could potentially start shifting public opinion. Just my opinion. They're doing a bad job explaining it. They're doing a very poor job explaining the benefits. Got other stories pulled up from Lansing for today's show. Short break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states.